Talk to the people who only talk solar, and that's NRG Solar. This is Leon Viner.
Yesterday in the Parliament, a very passionate speech was made by my next guest. And he was talking about travel agents, and he talked about the fact that, quote, if they're not the hardest hit, no other group is harder hit than them, the small, medium business-sized businesses of the travel agency sector. Now, you can understand why that is the case, because through COVID, we've had a situation where state and federal governments have made a lot of rules, all of which have impacted heavily on tourism. And so we've had an absolute rush of people wanting refunds. And that's exactly what needed to happen. But of course, one ought never forget that the travel agency business in Australia does a hell of a lot for the economy. It employs a lot of people. So let's talk to the Shadow Government Services Minister, Bill Shorten. Bill, tell me, and good morning, tell me why you raised this so passionately in the Parliament yesterday.
For a lot of sectors of the economy, there's ongoing damage. And I met a group of local travel agents. And if you close your eyes to the road, you can realise there's a travel agency in every high street in Australia. And these women, mainly, there were some men, very impressive people. They are very committed to the experience of their customers that they have on holiday. And what's happened is, and I didn't really fully appreciate how they structure their business, but when you book a holiday with a travel agent, they will then, you know, get your money and then pass it on to the wholesalers and the hotels and the airlines and what have you. And so what's happened is that since the international borders in particular have closed, they have no income. But what they've been trying to do is get something like $10 billion back for the people who booked fares. What we've got is a group of small businesses who are essentially working for nothing. In fact, if they get the money back, they have a mission as well, so that the holiday makers and the travellers can get all their money back. So it's a very difficult situation.
What do you think the government ought to do? And I ask that question because I'm not somebody who necessarily wants to wrap everybody up in an army blanket, but the fairness here is that governments have created the circumstances where these people now can't operate their businesses and could lose them. I would have thought there is an obligation here to ensure that these people are somehow compensated, at least looked after to the point where they can survive until this clears up. And it could still be some months away.
Yes, it's still ongoing, especially with international borders. So I know some people say, that's just bad luck. But this isn't just bad luck. You're right. It's the intervention of a pandemic. It's the intervention of government policy. So talking to travel agents, I think they do have some fairly common sense propositions for the government to consider. One is that this JobKeeper program has been successful, but I think the government's going to need to continue that beyond December. I mean, the borders, international borders, aren't going to reopen on the 1st of January, but there's still work to be done by travel agents. And if they're not to just basically leave the industry and we then don't have people to help us and instead we just rely on international foreign travel platforms like Expedia. If we want to keep a bit of dinky dye in the travel industry, JobKeeper. I think that landlords who are pressing some of these agencies and franchises to pay the going rate, the 100% rent, as if there's been no change to the business of the tenant. I think the landlords need to just have a reflect on that, and there needs to be support for the travel agent. I also think that, and this is, again, this is low-hanging fruit, I would have thought, that where state governments are doing voucher schemes for tourism, that they do it with the local travel agency industry rather than just global multinational platforms like Expedia. That could be something the South Australian government, for example, could consider. But they also are looking for some sector-specific funding in the form of some grants. I think it would be good to help these businesses move much more quickly to the online world and also to promote domestic Aussie tourism. One thing which I would say, and I'll finish on this, is that the budget had a proposal called a loss carryback provision, but basically what that means is the offset, you know, this year's losses that you would pay against last year's tax that you paid when you were making a profit that evens out. The problem is that only helps about 14% of the travel agency industry, the large corporation. If you're a unit trust, a family trust, a sole trader or a partnership, you miss out. So I think that there are things that can be done, which we're already doing, and just with a bit of savvy, a bit of, sit down and detailed listening, we can keep high street small businesses in action.
Bill, thank you for coming on this morning. That's the Shadow Government Services Minister. Now, I'll add one thing to what Bill Shorten said about going to international platforms to book. One of the great advantages of using a travel agent is, because you know that if you have an issue once you've made your booking, how hard have you found it to talk to anybody? Eh? You know the answer to that, don't you? With a travel agent, particularly for overseas or anything a little complex, even domestically, you've got a point of contact where if you get into trouble, and most of them will do this, you can contact them and they can fix something. I know of cases where prominent Adelaide people have gone to places overseas. They were in a queue with a ticket to board to come back to Australia and they were told, sorry, there are no seats. And I can, and that's happened more than once. And I can tell you that had it not been for the travel agent, that person would have been stranded. So it's just worth remembering that it's not just about having a local industry. I mean, that's important anyway, because I happen to think that the more we can do for ourselves, the better. But there is an actually pragmatic side to this, where you're actually better off. It's 10:15, 8223 0000.